Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer for clarity and calm together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A prayer for clarity and calm when you're feeling flustered and frustrated. Written and read by Carrie Eichberger. Psalm 119, verse 105 says, "Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path." Have you ever felt desperate for a word of wisdom from God? Uncertain of what steps to take next or how to approach a specific situation? You may believe with all your heart that God has every answer you're seeking and that His Word, all 800,000 of them in the Bible, are your greatest go-to for finding pearls of promise and guidance. But considering the vast sea of divine pages, you many times find yourself overwhelmed with what verses to begin with or what words might possibly apply on a given day at a given crossroads of choices. First, let me applaud you if your initial reaction is going to the Word of God for personal promptings and help, or if your auto-response is to drop to your knees in prayer when uncertainty and unease inundate you, because His words and presence will never fail to be a light to your path. I, on the other hand, haven't always done either of those. In fact, it took me years to consult God first on every big dilemma, and especially the small decisions I felt flustered about. Case in point, early in my marriage, my husband received several at-work interruptions to counsel my conflicts with our young kids at home, assist my decisions over dinner options, or just plain help settle my soul when I felt troubled by tired toddlers. If it wasn't Mike, my mom would be the recipient of such requests for resolve. Not that there's anything wrong with eventually phoning a Christian friend for some good, sound advice, and wise counsel. Who or what is your go-to when you're feeling frazzled or needing advice? Is it your mom? Your spouse? Best friend? Or is it Jesus? You know, I feel a bit embarrassed for ever reaching out initially to anyone other than our constant companion, because Jesus is absolutely always with us. Picture it. Not only is His word readily available to you, He's literally right beside you, just waiting to help, to listen, to counsel and lead you. I wonder if He's hurt when we more or less ignore Him or put up a hand that says, "I'll get to you next," or when no one else answers. Wow. Sorry, Lord. But here's what I've learned. When we do acknowledge His loving presence and ability to help, when we acknowledge Him, look to Him, that is when we finally find the calm and clarity we've been after from the moment we began to spiral into a fluster of confusion over how to respond to our latest concern. When clarity is what you're seeking, can I remind us both to pause and seek God? Seek Him and His Word first in all things, and look and see all the things He will do. Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7 remind us to present our requests to God, and that His peace will then guard our hearts. He absolutely loves to give us that peace and a sense of calm when we bring our struggles to Him. I know we all want to be 100% confident in our decisions. And at times, it can be difficult to discern God's definitive direction amidst the clutter and chaos of our days. But if you are in Him and in His Word, I want to encourage you with something. As you are truly in Him, you can trust that He is leading and lighting your path. You can trust the path, whichever one you choose. And you can rest there in His calming peace because He brought you where you are. And He won't ever stop walking with you as you remain in Him. You can trust Him and His plans, and that they will always prevail for those of us in Christ Jesus. And that is you, dear child of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Your Word is a guiding lamp on our path. You are a constant bright light along my entire life's path. As I lean on You and linger with You, You lead me and direct me. I am so thankful for Your guidance that is always available. Please forgive me when I forget that You are a wonderful counselor, that You are the best counselor. I want to make You first and to seek You first. Lord, I know You will never fail, that Your Word will never fail. Help me listen to Your voice above all voices. I pray that I may fall more and more in love with You and Your Word, and look more and more to You and Your truths. Your promises and provisions offer clarity and a calming peace. I long for this peace. And Lord, You give it so freely, along with Your rich wisdom, whenever I come to You. My hands and heart are open to receive Your direction. Help me trust wherever You lead. Help me be confident that You will indeed be with me every step of the way, no matter where I go. Thank You for Your love. Thank You for Your ever so steady helping hand that never fails. In Your Son's powerful name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hi, friend. Are you stressed? Maybe even worried about so many needs around you that you've forgotten you are worth taking care of too? Well, I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. I want to invite you to join me as I share practical tips based on science, inspired by God's Word, to help you spark joy and restore God's peace and love to your soul. Subscribe now and go to lifeaudio.com.